This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Great week. NCAA tournament down to the Sweet 16. Cardinal baseball back on Thursday. 1:10 maybe first pitch. I have not checked the forecast from Milwaukee. When you tell people immediately,
there's a roof.
That's the first thing people... Milwaukee, there's a roof. Could be a little chilly. Who cares? Baseball is back. Cards are in Memphis. And I don't know if they're trying to send him a message. We mentioned that Wainwright is listed more or less as the fifth starter. He's pitching tonight from Memphis. Did you see that? Hope they're not trying to like scare him a little bit. All right, son, you better have some good outings. Or here's your new home. Pitching from Memphis tonight. Cardinals roster is set. We're going to roll through some numbers here.
If you're like a John Brebbia or someone who's kind of on the fence, do you make sure you badmouth Memphis the entire time you're there? If there's someone in the organization within an earshot? I prefer St. Louis barbecue over Memphis barbecue, to be quite honest with you.
I think John Brebbia is a little spooked after last year. I think he made the flight to Montreal before they decided. Remember the last-minute decision to keep Jordan Hicks? They weren't going to have him on the roster. They got to Montreal. I think Mozeliak, Gersh, and others had a meeting, and they kind of said, God, that guy's really good. Did we just leave a 103-mile-an-hour guy down in Florida? And they changed their mind and admitted when they got to New York to open the season against the Mets that they had changed their mind. So John Brebbia, who'd been on the flight, hey, I made the team, was like, didn't make the team.
If there's anybody that deserves to make it, though, it's him. He's
so he is
pretty
on,
lights out. He's a very good reliever. So.
He is on his first opening day roster, although I agree with Hall. He's probably maybe a little bit nervous at this point. The Cardinal you're most concerned about, would that have to be Ozuna or Fowler?
I'll say Carpenter because they don't have a backup for him right now. Well, Jed Jerko.
Yeah, Jerko is on
the IL.
IL.
It's called the IL now.
Not the DL.
It's called the injured list, not the disabled list. But I will say
Carpenter. Offensive, I guess. We just figured this out.
Don't know. I would just say that if, let's just say, Carpenter has another tweak and he can't play, who plays third?
All right, he's on my fantasy team, so he's going to have a stellar injury-free season.
I think we're okay with occasional visits in the outfield and at the plate by Jose Martinez and Tyler O'Neill. I don't think we're okay seeing Drew Robinson or Jairo Munoz try to play third.
Cousin John said the player that jumped out at him last week in Florida is Drew Robinson. He said, who's this Robinson kid? File that away. Cousin John's scouting notebook. Keep an eye on Drew Robinson. The Cardinal you're most concerned about is Carpenter because there's no legit back. I mean, really, who's the legit backup to Paul DeJong if you're talking about being out for a long stretch?
Yeah, it happened last year. They didn't.
Who's
have
your
one.
Colton Wong backup? If he were out for a long... You don't have a lot of great options. There are a kid named Sosa that can play short, I believe.
Can't really hit
Edmundo.
Yet. Yes.
And Paul DeJong didn't hit a lot this spring, but nobody really talks about him. Hit 196. Maybe that doesn't matter. I thought the best numbers that jumped out at me, like Flaherty. All right, Hoff, do you know how many innings he threw?
Oh, wow.
This spring.
Probably would have gotten 4 or 5 starts in that month. You're only throwing
five starts.
I would say 22 innings.
How about the fact that he had 5 starts, which covered 17 innings?
Ah, okay.
Well, that Florida workload, it'll just grind you into the ground. Were they monitoring his innings in Florida? 17 innings, 22 strikeouts. How many walks?
I'll say 3.
That is correct.
All right.
22 and 3.
He looked really, really good throughout spring. He was really confusing hitters.
Cardinal pitcher that had the most innings in Florida. 6 starts.
I'll say Dakota Hudson.
That is correct.
Just because they wanted to see what he had.
21 2/3 innings. How many strikeouts?
He's not a strikeout guy. I'll say 15.
But remember he had one game that was out, like 8.
Oh, that is
four
true.
He had 20 strikeouts in his 21 2/3. to go with six walks. Again, really good ratio there. Now, how about, oh, by the way, Luke Gregerson on the team, off the team?
Off the team. IL.
On the team, but injured, right?
Injured.
On the team, but you forget.
We have injured or bad, and
injured
now we have
bad.
On the team or injured.
On the team, off the team. Luke Gregerson still wearing that 44, which I guess I have to get over since Goldschmidt has re-signed.
You should confront him in Milwaukee.
Luke Gregerson?
Yeah.
Assuming he'll be there?
Right.
Just first, I start with, are you you on the team? You off the team? He's just been injured a lot, poor
yes.
guy. Thoughts and prayers.
Two-year deal.
Paul O'Neill.
Is retired.
I'm sorry. Tyler O'Neill.
Still playing.
Paul O'Neill is, in fact, retired.
He's one of my favorites.
Yes.
Tyler O'Neill.
Former Red.
Spring at bats. 45.
Okay.
How many Ks?
I know that that had a bit of an uptick at the end, so I'll say 18 strikeouts.
He had, I'm reading my numbers wrong, 45 at-bats, 15 Ks.
Okay, I was close.
So you were close, shuffling my notes
I know,
here.
At the beginning,
maybe
he had,
it's the chair. It's not Frank's fault now. I think it's the chair.
I think it's the lighting.
The lighting, the chair. I got him at 47 at-bats. I moved my notes. This is what happens to Francesa, too. Anyway, he had like 45 or 47 at-bats, 15
Ks. This is really going to hurt your chances to winning, or for this show,
correct.
Winning the best
show
on 590. Best in the area, STL Mag, Martin.
Tyler O'Neill last year, do you remember the numbers?
Oh, it was over a third, wasn't it?
Over a third.
Yeah.
It was 130 at-bats. How many strikeouts?
So 130 at-bats is more than a third, which means it has to be more than 40. So I will say 53 strikeouts.
57.
Wow, that's a lot.
57. So
that's
in other words,
strikeouts.
The point of all of this, despite me mangling my own reading, is that he's actually doing better by going one every three at-bats this spring. Are you encouraged? Is that a sign things are improving?
On the micro, no, because he was really good at the beginning of spring. And then on the macro, yes. If you give me those numbers and say he cut it down, let's just say 10%. Sweet. But it was a lot better for the first half of spring, and then it kind of regressed the second half of spring. So which Tyler O'Neill is breaking camp with the Cardinals?
Okay, updated number here, updated number there. So what is that stat? Okay, O'Neill, this must include yesterday. A lot of these numbers, so the commish did a huge breakdown. By the way, grab the Post-Dispatch printed version if you can or online. Huge breakdown of the entire season. So the Tyler O'Neill number was before yesterday. Official finishing numbers to the spring. Tyler O'Neill, 61 at-bats. How many Ks? 61.
19.
20.
Oh.
Five home runs. 61. Okay, so the commish, great. He also had numbers career-wise. How about Matt Carpenter? Career steals. Career stolen base. Just picture Matt Carpenter. Do you
bases.
See him stealing a base?
No.
You don't really. It doesn't pop into your head.
But,
6 or 7 years.
So he's been. Came up briefly in 2012. Has been full time since 2013.
Six-ish.
Has been a leadoff guy, but hasn't necessarily had to steal bases.
I think that's
despite
what jumps out at you, just because you say leadoff guy, even though the position has changed. It's not exactly what it used to be. You
I'll
don't
say 25.
19.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't
okay.
that surprise you?
That's low.
Leadoff home runs last year. First at bat for him in a game. How many times did he lead off?
I'll say 4.
How about 8?
Wow.
That surprise you?
Then we had Jason Stark on a week or two ago.
Chuck was listening to Wheeler.
Frank, yes, and he had a stat that Matt Carpenter hit as many home runs at Wrigley Field in that one series than Jason Hayward did the entire year.
And the month of July, I think the Carpenter number was 11, which gets you like 66 for the season if you
yeah.
kept that pace up.
Yeah.
But I think of those 11, 5 were at Wrigley that one weekend.
Yes.
Maybe even like the back-to-back games.
Was it 5 or 6 that he hit that weekend?
I think it was 5 in one weekend. But Carpenter career leadoff, or last year leadoff home runs, 8. Colton Wong, stolen bases last year. Now, there's a guy. He's got some wheels, right?
But he wasn't getting on a lot because he didn't like the guy he was playing for. Now he does, and he was
oh, wait
getting
a minute.
On
so now
a
guys
lot,
aren't
but
stealing. But I don't like Mike Matheny, so I'm not going to steal a base.
But,
I can see it.
But he was playing better under Schilt.
Like, that's not that extreme.
Because
yeah, that's not extreme.
Mike Schilt played him every day, and then suddenly he got better. I will say stolen bases last year, 11.
6.
Ah.
And I guess it's the game, where the game is right now. But some of those numbers, like Carpenter career, I would have said, I don't know, 30-ish. 19 career steals. That's not going to change. Goldschmidt hitting second. Did you see the numbers last year in Arizona? Now, the 590 Twitter account, which has been very active lately, did say Goldschmidt's hitting two. Is that official?
And that should not be official.
I think people are reading in to that being the last spring training game of the year, and it did kind of look like an official major league lineup. You had Carpenter batting.
But nobody has said that, right?
No one has said that. I would imagine they haven't quite yet committed to who will bat third.
Because the
it
whole
was
idea
DeJong
was,
yesterday.
Right. The thing about Goldschmidt hitting two, not to nerd out completely on lineups, that's sort of the job of 590 Baseball, which is every Friday at 1 o'clock.
Great show.
Which should be on that A-list with STL Magazine.
You know what? It should be. I'm going to write an angry letter.
Best new
Thank
show.
You.
Best
yeah.
new show. The show you most want to see come back, Kegler's Corner, of course. Iggy show.
About that show.
But amazing. Goldschmidt, if he hits two, the bigger problem to me is who's hitting third? Is it DeJong? Is it Fowler? Does that do it for you?
It almost sounds insincere because it requires someone to not play well for this to happen. But if you want
Jose
a bad
Martinez.
Goldschmidt second, Jose Martinez is the ideal three-hitter, right? I get the logic is, one, over the course of a year, you get about 14 more plate appearances if you bat second as opposed to third. The other bit is, you know, how many times over the course of a year does your number three hitter bat, no one on, two outs? What's the good of that? Why is that? That's not advantageous to the team at all. So if that's the case, bat him second. He bats second in the first inning. If he gets a double, sweet. Runner on second, one out, as opposed to in some instances it would be a runner on second, two outs, and the inning is still very much nearly over. So that's the logic behind him batting second as opposed to him batting third.
I don't hate it, except when I look at the lineup and say, okay, then who's my number three? If it were Jose Martinez on a given night, and you said, wow, Carpenter, Goldschmidt, Martinez, Ozuna.
That's not bad.
You got some thunder.
Yeah.
You got some guys who can legitimately scare the opposing pitcher with a little bit of, you know, you got pop, you got on base. Well, not as much on base as base hits. I mean, Jose Martinez, I don't know what his walk ratio is, but he is a threat to get on base via the hit almost every time.
Now, I know DeJong didn't have a good spring, but 7 of his 10 hits were extra bases. And maybe their logic is, if you wedge him in between Goldschmidt and Ozuna, maybe they're a little more aggressive pitching to DeJong, trying to get him out, maybe throwing more fastballs his way, and that's what he can maybe deal with and feast on as a hitter.
I mentioned DeJong this spring. He hit 196, Dexter Fowler, although it was noted, a lot of good contact. The commish said a lot of good contact this spring. So spring numbers don't mean anything unless they come out in April, March, and don't hit at all. Then you look back and say, God, what did they do in Florida? Were they hitting? Not hit. As a team, they weren't hitting much. Fowler hit 200 and even 10 for 50. Harrison Bader quietly didn't do much this spring. Mm-hmm. Hit 212, no home runs. Did lead the team with 5. He and Drew Robinson both had 5 stolen bases. But Bader's
Bader can get on base.
I think he could wedge his way into that conversation about who is the Cardinal that you're sort of concerned about, because they're just, I think they've almost checked off the box that he's our guy. I think Mike Schilt would say, even if he doesn't hit a ton, he's our guy.
I think they want to stay strong up the middle. And that's Molina, Wong, DeJong, Bader. And I think they're going to try to keep that foursome together for as often as possible throughout the year, even despite offensive shortcomings, especially for Bader, who still hasn't proven he can get on base.
Maryville University brings you the text line, 855-282-8255. Our vow to you on this Monday on the Hollywood Casino Press Box would be that we will check the text line. In fact, I want your questions. You can do it for Curbs as well. Talking Blues hockey at 11:30. The Blues coming off the win over Tampa Bay on Saturday. A lot of great Central Division showdowns tonight, too. A lot of scoreboard watching as the Blues host Vegas. But questions for Curbs. And also Uncle Rich Gould, at 11 o'clock as KPLR 11 celebrates their 60th anniversary in town. So those questions at 855-282-8255. How often do you guys complain about service?
Ooh, where am I at?
Now, this particular instance, so it was an out-of-town funeral.
You're complaining about a funeral
No,
service?
I'm not. Okay. Hold on. Hoff is the guy.
So what's your guys' Wi-Fi password?
Hoff
here?
Is the Jeopardy guy. Like yes, sir. I'm sorry. What was the question? Well, let me finish. Out-of-town funeral.
The casket placement's terrible. Who did this?
Out-of-town funeral, and it said, for flowers to be delivered directly, just click here. And I thought that's the easiest thing to do. So you click there. It knows where the funeral home is. It goes directly there, and it shows you a bunch of pictures. You've all done it. It's, oh, this basket, perfect. Boom, boom, boom. So then some family members are at this service, and I said, oh, did the flowers make it? And they said, yes, but I hate to tell you, they look terrible. And I said, what? So now I asked somebody else. They said, I didn't want to complain, but they look terrible. And I'm like, they said, did you cheap out? I said, no, it was like $80. but there is no box that you check.
Someone asked you if you cheap. Poor
no
quality.
Box
yeah,
that you
I'm going to click
that
one.
Give me terrible flowers. I said, here's the picture. Oh, it didn't look like that. I said, well.
You are Larry David. This is a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
So now I'm kind of pissed because I'm like, it's $80, but. More pissed because then the people involved are like, "Ooh, thanks for the
okay."
Well, I really
didn't know you hated the guy,
Martin.
Him at
the
really,
sportscast.
Yeah,
say
really,
that much right now.
I bet Jim Nantz would have sent nice flowers.
Frank Cusimano would have sent nice
I
flowers.
I was willing to let it go. Like, what are you going to do? It's an out of town. You know, what are you going to do? They sent me an email saying, "Hey, how was the service?" So then I felt compelled to respond. I said, "I was not actually there. Some family members went." Disappointed because every single person said that the flowers looked terrible. Their words, not mine. So that was disappointing. That's all I said. Now, about a week later, I get an email back just in the last hour, and they said, very sorry to hear that. Just so you know, in the future, you can count on us. I'm like, well, okay, yeah, well, there probably won't be a future. And they said, in a couple of weeks, look for a $25 coupon coming your way from us. And it's them trying to make good, but I thought...
I like the customer service there.
That's not bad, but I don't think it's enough. I think if somebody... I would probably just say, you know what, we're going to refund your money. If you had such a bad... So I'm deciding if that apology is significant enough. And would you have complained? Had they not asked, I was going to let it go.
One time, I had just started dating my wife maybe about 3 months prior. But my family, we went on a Christmas trip to Ireland. So before we left, I'm
this
trying to be
of
the
my
nice guy.
Camera. This guy's just trips to Hawaii, trips to Ireland.
Trying to be the
just
nice
locks
boyfriend.
Up his estate and goes.
Yeah, I decided to send my then girlfriend flowers while we were out of town. Though I mistimed it, I didn't realize she was planning on just going over to her parents' house, lived about a half hour away, and just spending a couple days there over Christmas. So the flowers arrived maybe on the 21st when I got the email. She didn't come back home till maybe the 27th or the 28th. So they've been sitting on her front porch for about a week and wilted and mostly died. So it was, and we laughed about it. We didn't think anything of it. But then she got a phone call shortly after New Year's and they were following up. Hey, did you enjoy the flowers? What did you think? And she goes, yeah, you know, some of them are dead when I finally saw them. They go, oh my God, we'll send you a whole new bouquet right now. So we got two bouquets for the price of one.
See, that's
despite it being my fault.
So that's what I'm saying.
Martin,
they didn't
know
you yet.
No, they did not.
I was in Ireland with the family, candidly. And,
I'm like, did you tell her that you weren't home for a week and they just sat there? She goes, no, I did not.
And they still said, we want to make it right. So I get the email back and they're saying, we're so sorry and you can count on us in the future. Don't worry about it. I'm like, I don't know if I. Well, we'll send you $20, which is not bad. I think it's not a bad gesture. But I don't know, if I read that, if I'm a company.
Martin, bad flowers, kill coin.
Badflowers.com.
I think the problem with
would you send the cheap ones? Yes, I checked the box that said send crappy flowers.
The problem with
in the delivery instructions, I said they don't need to be fresh.
You said in the email to the company that other people said that it looked cheap. So I think they didn't give you a full refund because you weren't directly disappointed with the order, and you didn't directly see the order.
I needed
order.
To own the disappointment
so,
more.
Well, he didn't
and they're
go
kind
the
of going on based off word of mouth of random people, could be playing a joke on you, what have you. So they're not 100% convinced that it was a bad bouquet because the person ordering it didn't actually see it.
You're
it's
saying
just
I was
word of mouth.
Too honest.
Yes,
I should
if
have
you
lied.
Said these – they look pretty terrible, I'll be blamed.
I grabbed them and threw them in my trunk. I was so embarrassed. I left the funeral. I didn't even hear the eulogy. You people ruined my funeral experience.
Now, make up any sort of excuses just like that, Martin, I think you would have got a free bouquet.
Damn it.
Let me ask this. I'm guessing there was a note that you had included with the flowers.
Correct.
So sorry for your loss.
Correct.
I'm wondering, just because you weren't there, maybe someone did get a bad bouquet of flowers.
And
switched out the note and thought, well, you know, I had these for a couple days. I guess I missed a watering and they started to die on me. But those Martin's flowers over there? He's not here, right? Give me that note. Get it out. Okay, put it in here. Put our note in that one, and then Martin looks like the bad guy because he didn't even come to this.
In the future, you don't even bring bad flowers. You just bring a little note.
Yes.
Whoosh, whip out somebody's note and stick it. Wow, we stumbled into how you could be really insensitive and cheap all at one time. Funeral crashers. All right, coming up, Rich Gould, Blues Talk with Chris Kerber, all of that on deck. Don't forget Hot Shots. With the opening day reminder.
Opening day reminder of Hot Shots. You have a couple more days. The drawing is at the end of this week for a chance to win opening day tickets courtesy of Budweiser. Nothing goes with Cardinal Baseball quite like Budweiser. If you go to Hot Shots on Tuesdays and Saturdays, you will find pitchers and bottle specials on both those days at all the 11 area Hot Shots locations. By the way, we'll be at a Hot Shots this Friday as well for a remote. Let me check the...
I think it's the Camden Yards version, right?
The Camden
we've been
Yards.
To the Fenway. We've sure. been to the Wrigley.
I need to double check, actually, that date. Here we go. The 29th will be at the Hot Shots in St. Charles, 1636 Country Club Plaza Drive in St. Charles, Missouri. That's the press box all the way through the Cam Jansen Show. Also, Martin, let's just say theoretically you don't win the opening day tickets. You can go to Cardinals.com and purchase tickets for Sunday, April 7th. And that is 30,000 fans, 16 and older, they're going to receive a Cardinals windbreaker to add to their wardrobe thanks to Old Dominion Freight Line. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com/promotions.
It is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Martin Kilcoyne in for Frank. We're going till 1 o'clock. Chuck Marlow joins the conversation at noon. Next, it's Uncle Rich, Rich Gould, looking back on the memories. His line that he tweeted out, quoting the great Jack Buck, who said... And this is Rich's version. He said, I have given Channel 11 the best years of my life, and now I'm giving them the worst.
Wow.
Which is what Jack Buck said about the end of his Cardinal broadcasting career. Rich echoing those thoughts of his good buddy, Jack Buck. We'll talk to Rich next on 590 The Fan.